And we're spending time this morning in Chicago, where there's an effort to turn housing that's exclusively for the poor into a community for all incomes. It's part of the NPR Cities Project.
Becoming a world-class city.
Engaging the neighborhood deeply.
Who's to say that we're not an open community?
If other cities can do it, we can do it.
Public housing. It's widely viewed as a failed urban policy. Critics say it concentrates poverty, perpetuating it, creating pockets of crime. One new model is mixed income. The idea is to get people who have money to live next door to those who don't.
The federal government put up money some decades back to tear down blighted public housing. In Chicago, the Housing Authority has been destroying troubled high-rises and renovating thousands of other units. Now, a sparkling makeover is in the works for a project on the city's north side. It's called Lathrop Homes. Jacques Sandberg of Related Midwest is one of the developers.
Our interest and the CHA's interest is in making a vibrant, vital, mixed-income community here.
The thing is, people who live there don't see a Robin Hood strategy. Residents say they don't live in a distressed neighborhood that needs change, and they're fighting the plan. NPR's Cheryl Corley takes us to Lathrop Homes.
I'm standing in the 2900 block of Levitt Street in Chicago at the northern edge of Lathrop Homes. Lathrop is considered the city's most diverse public housing. Its residents are blacks, whites, and Latinos. It's on the National Register of Historic Places, and it's big, a collection of low-rise units, 925 of them on about 30 acres. But these days, only a fraction of the apartments are occupied.
Good afternoon.
I'm getting a driving tour for a better look.
My name is Miguel Suarez. I've lived here at Lathrop for 25 years.
Miguel Suarez is my guide. He's semi-retired and a chairperson of a group of residents called the Lathrop Leadership Team. He says after the Housing Authority decided Lathrop would be rehabbed, it offered people housing vouchers to move elsewhere.
If you look at the back side of that building, look at it, it's all boarded up.
This is the north side of the development. All of the three-story brick apartment buildings here are boarded up and fenced in. Lathrop sits right next to the Chicago River, and as we roll by, Suarez points out the building's archways and sweeping snow-covered lawns. Surrounding Lathrop, there's lots of new pricey housing, plenty of businesses and stores, and Suarez says he knows why there's a push for change here.
It's moving the poor out, bringing the rich in. Gentrification. We don't care where you go, just get the hell out of here, because we want this.
And that's the fight when it comes to mixed income housing. What's the right mix of incomes? And how many public housing residents get to return to a refurbished development? The latest Lathrop plan calls for 500 market-rate condos and townhomes, but only about 200 low-income or affordable apartments and 400 public housing units, down from the current 925. It's controversial, so much so that the CHA and developers won't talk about it in person. But developer Jacques Sandberg tells me by phone that creating such neighborhoods can be difficult.
Because there are people who have legitimate positions that have to be reconciled, and sometimes they're at odds and are fundamentally irreconcilable. And there are people's lives at stake.
I'm back at the south end of Lathrop, where it's garbage pickup day. This is the occupied side of the development. Residents live mostly in two-story row houses, and I'm about to meet with a group of them at the Lathrop Advisory Council office.
Pull up a chair. Okay. Make yourself at home.
We gather around an office table, four residents and a minister of a nearby church. So I ask if they're on board with the plans they've seen so far for Lathrop.
No.
Cynthia Scott, who worked as a receptionist, is on disability now. She says it's been frustrating to hear developers and others talk about concentrated poverty and how Lathrop Homes is isolated.
If you go outside this community, everybody else's community is gated. We are not gated. People walk their dogs around here. Our parks are open. Their parks are closed. So who's to say that we are not an open community?
Recent home sales near Lathrop range from $500,000 to $1 million, and Titus Kirby, the president of the advisory council, says the plan for Lathrop means hundreds of public housing families won't be able to return to a thriving neighborhood that's already mixed income.
And our position is, if you're going to only bring back 400 units here in Lathrop Homes, the other 525 units must be located here on the north side.
Studies of Chicago's mixed-income housing already in place show that public housing residents in the new developments are doing better, while most who had to move elsewhere still live in segregated, high-poverty neighborhoods. From his office at MIT, urban studies professor Lawrence Vail, who studied mixed-income housing in Chicago and other cities, says there are lots of assumptions about what the new neighborhoods should do.
To help the low-income residents find role models or help them build better social networks. And the empirical evidence on that has been scant.
On the other hand, says Vail, some aspects are promising.
There's a sense of people finding enhanced security, increased investment in the surrounding neighborhoods, and higher expectations for the management when they have the pressure of people putting more of their own money into payments.
At a small Cuban cafe about a block from Lathrop, I meet with Alderman Joe Moreno. Most of the development is in his ward.
Let me get a cafe con leche. Would you like anything?
Moreno says market rate, or what he calls unrestricted homes, actually help fund mixed income projects. But he says adding more affordable housing in the Lathrop plan will give public housing residents a next step.
I know it sounds a little utopic that a public housing resident comes in, gets to affordable rent, then gets to an affordable purchase, and then perhaps maybe gets unrestricted. But it's not without precedent, and if we don't provide the opportunity, it's not going to happen.
The Chicago Housing Authority says it plans to update residents soon on what's happening at Lathrop. If it does indeed become a mixed-income community as planned, even its developers say it may take years to determine how it functions as a neighborhood and whether a new Lathrop is a success. At the corner of Diversey and Damon in Chicago, I'm Cheryl Corley for the NPR Cities Project.